Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we welcome Joe Vanstrom. And good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe is the Iowa Western Community College Design Technology Instructor with a pretty new job. When did you start your job here?
Well, I got hired on around the beginning of August and started teaching the third week of August.
All right. Just jump right in.
Yep.
Yes. Well, Joe, I want to know some things about you. Where did you grow up? Kind of, what were your interests? Just a bit of background about you.
Well, I'm originally from Minnesota, or some of my friends call it Southern Canada. I'm just on the north side of Minneapolis. Grew up in Ham Lake, Minnesota, which it's about 12,000 strong.
Uh-huh.
And went to high school at Blaine High School, which is, my graduating class was about 770 total.
Oh, big. That's big to me.
Yeah. 9 through 12 was about 3,300. So
wow.
I ended up, once I graduated there, I decided to go to Iowa State on a football scholarship and got my degree there as well as my master's degree.
Okay. So. You went right on through to your master's degree, huh?
Yeah.
And mentioning football, of course, you've been kind of happy with Iowa State this year.
It's been a pretty decent year for us. Yeah,
up and down.
It's one of those highs and lows, and you're excited, then you're sad, and it's emotions are all over the place, but it's a blast watching them play.
That's great. So what was your major at Iowa State?
It was industrial technology, manufacturing processes. So it was taking in the concept of how do you manage a facility that produces widgets or whatever. It was kind of all over the place on anything that's out here, microphones, bracelets, keyboards, computers, everything's got to be made. So it's managing those processes and trying to figure out how to make them most efficient. With the fact that manufacturing jobs are leaving these shores pretty quickly, the best way to keep jobs here is to make sure that they're not wasting money. And so that's where industrial technology came into play.
Now, I'm assuming, I could be wrong, that's a lot of computer work.
It's understanding computers, not so much programming the computers, but just understanding how they work and how you can use them.
How to use them.
A lot of it is just understanding the kind of the processes, if you're going to weld or if you're going to cut something, being on the floor, how do you actually manage those processes, those machines, in order to cut efficiently? How do you make sure you don't lose a lot of that really expensive metal, aluminum and copper? You got to limit all that. And it's taking all sorts of facets into consideration in order to make it a better process.
That sounds like a really big challenge to me. Now, this is a new course of study here at Iowa Western Community College, and the only one in the United States?
It's the only two-year program in the United States. There are several other programs that focus on the kind of teaching and the programs that we use, but none of them are in the community college level or a two-year AAS degree, which we grant or we give our students at the end of their graduation. So the best part about it is that this program is driven by industry for industry. The fact of the matter is that all these engineers, all these baby boomer engineers, are starting to get ready to retire. They don't want to be working all their lives. But what industry is finding is that there's a big gap and vacuum of experience and skills that you'll have a lot of those four-year engineers coming out, but a lot of those four-year engineers want to be the project lead. Well, you can't be a project lead if you don't have anybody to lead.
Yeah.
So that's where our program comes in, is that we're going to be providing those, I guess you could say, followers
workers,
to the leaders, the guys that actually do the work.
Yeah, got to have somebody doing the work. We're visiting with Joe Vanstrom, who's the design technology instructor at Iowa Western Community College. Now, this was new this fall here.
Yep.
And I'm hoping it's going well. Have you already found a few little things you want to change?
Oh, yeah. My boss is She knew I was going to be changing some things, and then all of a sudden I come in and I say, well, I want to change this, this, and this. Well, slow down, Joe. We could probably take this a little bit slower, do baby steps. And but it's interesting. It's exciting.
And that's what it's all about when you start a brand new program.
Oh, yeah.
It would be difficult, I think, just to have something perfect to start with. Now, you mentioned it's a two-year program.
Mm-hmm.
So after students have completed 2 years, they should be able to go out and find some good jobs.
They will be able to go out and find jobs.
Not just sure, they will.
They will be.
And will you help them find those jobs?
I'll help them find them. I'm going to rely on them to tell me what field they want to go into, whether it's automotive, transportation, aeronautical. It could even be something as simple as going to work for a jewelry maker. But all these will come into play all these industries need workers, especially our backers. And we have an advisory board consisting of industry. One of them, one of the big ones is Rockwell Collins. Other ones are Winnebago, LBT out in Omaha, Kiewit. All these industry are finding that they need workers.
So this sounds like it's a pretty practical program down to earth. When you've got those connections out there saying this is what we need to do, it sounds pretty practical.
Pretty much. And it was literally the industry said, we want them to learn this, 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 and this, because when they graduate, we want to hire them. Because when you get into a job, you're going to be trained anyways. Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you how to do the job. Mm-hmm. But what we do is just give you that base knowledge of skills that you can stand on in order to go out in industry and be successful.
Now, will some of the students also go on to a four-year program?
They have that option. We're working with Iowa State University to build a 2+2 program. So they do 2 years here at Iowa Western, and then they can go on to Iowa State to finish off a bachelor's degree in maybe 2 or 3 years, depending on how many extracurriculars they want to take with Spanish or whatever they want to study.
Well, it's a worldwide market, right?
Exactly.
So where do the students come from?
Well, we have a couple of students that are right here from Atlantic. We have one that's from Harlan, one that drives all the way over from Council Bluffs every day. So we're trying to pull in as many students as possible from the local area, because that's one of the kind of the secondary goals of this program was to develop the Atlantic area. We have one of the bigger cities in the area. So we want to try to, and we have a lot of potential talent. We want to build that up. We want to make sure that they have the skills in order to be successful and have good job.
So have you visited the high school at this point, or is that
I've talked to many of the superintendents and the principals.
Okay.
With developing a program from scratch, I only had about 2 weeks when they got hired to say, okay, now you got to be in front of the students.
Uh-huh.
So it's been kind of a balancing act on how much time do I spend developing my curriculum and how much time do I spend out and seeing industry and seeing not only high schools but also going out and seeing industry. So with the help of Ann Pross, my center director, and actually we have another faculty, Gail March, who's actually been, they've both been incredibly helpful for me, but it's kind of one of those things where, okay, I got to do it all, and how am I going to find time to do it?
But you mentioned exciting. It would seem to me this is so exciting now, and then think about 4 years from now, maybe your students come back and say, you know, this is what I'm doing. Wow, just great possibilities out there.
I'm giddy. As a 6'7" guy, you don't get giddy too much.
That's true.
It's really fun to actually sit up there. And one time during class, I just go, all right, guys. And I threw up a problem that we did at the beginning of the class, which they struggled with. And I said, okay, do the problem. 2 minutes later, they had it done. I go, see, you guys learned something. They're like, oh, yeah, we did learn something, didn't we?
I think that's science with practice.
Something like that, yeah. So it's kind of interesting to see that. You can see the students grow, and you can see that they're getting excited. And I've told them some of the projects that we'll be doing here, and next spring even, we're actually building actual remote control cars, and then we're going to start to redesign them, or radio control cars, and we're going to redesign them and rebuild them. Okay. So it's actual product development, actual design work that we're going to be doing, and that's what this program focuses on, and our students are really excited about that.
And, of course, when you do something here, I'm assuming, you know, just given the space, you're not going to build a car, an actual car, so you start with a small
one.
Not out of the question. Look at the possibilities.
We don't limit ourselves to our four walls.
That's great, Joe. We're visiting with Joe Vanstrom from Iowa Western Community College, the design technology instructor. Now, are there any women in the program?
We had one female student, but her family ended up moving away, so she ended up having to drop, but it's regrettable, but we're trying to recruit as many female students as we are male students. The fact of the matter is a female has a much better chance of getting a job in the market than a male student does, just for the fact that there aren't too many female students around, and it's one of those things that women have struggled to get into the industry, so I want to give them as many opportunities as they can.
Great. Now, if I were a student, if I signed up and, you know, I'm going to come to class, what's my day going to be like? What do I do when I come into the classroom?
Well, the best part about the program is that you're only on campus 2 times a week. Most college students, you go to class Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all the way through. For us, you only go twice a week. For the class that just started this year and the odd number of years, they're going to be coming Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're going to be there from 9 to 3 o'clock taking courses, and they'll be doing that for the next 2 years. So fall, spring, they'll be there Tuesday and Thursday. That allows them to go out and get a job if they want, allows them to, if they're already currently working and they're coming back for education, they can continue to work. Mm-hmm. And that's how we've actually been able to pull the non-traditional, is what we call the students that don't come straight from high school. We've been able to pull quite a few of them in from the non-traditional workforce mm-hmm. to help them rebuild their skills.
It would seem to me that this might be an opportunity for those who have faced unemployment because of previous jobs. This might be an opportunity to kind of re-up their...
the best part is that we don't actually... I have students that have never used the kind of software, the modeling system that we use. They've never even seen something like that. I also have students that have been doing it for 4 years, 5 years, in whether it be high school or whether it be their job. So we can pull mm-hmm. anybody that wants to come in. And the best part is that with it being Atlantic, I mean, a lot of industry around, it's definitely one of the things that we want to pull in is to retrain the workforce to get them to be more skilled.
Okay. If somebody needs more information, Joe, they just contact Iowa Western?
They can contact Iowa Western. We're in Atlantic on 705 Walnut Street. And just come on by. I'm there pretty much every day of the week. And you come on and talk to us, and we can let you know a little bit more if you want.
All right. I'm sure you'd be glad to visit with anybody who's really interested.
Anybody and everybody.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Joe Vanstrom, who's been with us this morning. And until next time, let's look to the future.